talk about getting the result there in the 89th minute and how exciting that was for you guys.
It was a battle the whole game, and it wasn't necessarily the prettiest game, but I think we just kept fighting till the end, and Kiki's flip throw was so dangerous. It's basically a corner kick, so we just threw numbers in there and were able to get a goal out of that.
It seemed until the last 10 minutes of the second half that it was quite difficult for you guys out there. Was there something you saw in the Atlanta defense that helped change the outcome there?
I mean, they played great all game. I think we just kept fighting, and we weren't going to give up until the end, and we ended up capitalizing on that flip throw.
Can you walk us through the goal that Atlanta scored in the first half? Was there a little miscommunication there in the back?
I don't think it was miscommunication. I know it was just kind of
through the run of play.
Through the run of play, bounced around back to a little bit. A couple clears that we didn't quite get out, and then a pass back that I didn't get a great clear on, and went right to the midfield, and they were able to dribble through and slide in and get him behind us.
It's a very physical game, a lot of chippiness. What do you have to say about that on the field? And that motivate you towards the end of the game to try and really get that goal and beat them?
Yeah, I think on both sides it was a really tough battle and very aggressive all around. So, I mean, it was tough, but I think both teams just went for it the whole time.
Just following up with that, Kelly, in the first half you took more of a beating than your Stanford classmate Toby Gerhardt will take all next week. So just kind of comment on that and what you would say to people who are like, women's soccer.
You know, they're a pretty aggressive team, and you just, that's part of the game sometimes, and you don't get calls, so you just have to keep playing, and I think everybody did that on the field today, so.
Specifically related to those two calls in the penalty box that looked like you might have had a call out for the penalty there, what did you think of those?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just don't get them, but that's the game of soccer, unfortunately.
Did the way they play dictate how the match looked? That somebody, I think Carrie was saying, it wasn't a pretty game.
I think just they came out pretty hard and put us under a lot of pressure. They stepped hard to the ball, and so I think that definitely did kind of change the game a little bit, but we were able to get the result, and that's all that matters.
Nicole, can you talk a little bit about how Candace helped you on the back line there, especially in the second half, really tracking back for balls?
I mean, her speed's definitely an asset for us. If it looks like they're in behind us, she's able to track back and win balls that probably other people wouldn't be able to. So it definitely helps having her speed, just cutting off through balls and being able to catch them once they do maybe get behind us. So she was awesome. It was great to have her back there.
Can you guys talk about Ramona Rockland? She's looks like maybe a rising star. She's 19, I think.
She's awesome. I've never seen her play before and hadn't even heard of her, but she was something else. She definitely caused a lot of problems, and I think she has a bright future.
When Tobin Heath went out, who is supposed to be their big star, were you guys thinking, okay, maybe they won't be pressing us as much, or are you thinking they're going to step it up now that, you know, their star's out and we all got to pitch in and help out on their end?
I mean, I think they were bringing it to us from the first whistle. She was a part of it, but it was the entire rest of the team that was out there as well. So I'm sure it put a little fire into them, but it didn't really change their game too much. They kept coming at us, regardless of whether she was in there or not.
Does this tell you guys that every time you step on the pitch, it's going to be a battle? It's kind of a reminder of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think this year the level is just a lot higher, and I think every single game is going to be a battle because every team is really, really good.
One last question.
Hey, Carrie, can you just, you had three headers maybe, at least?
Yeah.
And, I mean, okay, were you frustrated with two, and then did you say, you know, if I get a third chance, I'm going to put it away?
I mean, I just wanted to keep getting in there and give myself a chance, and they put some really good balls in, and Witt made a couple really good saves there, so just got fortunate to get on the end of that one at the end.
Did you see it? Did you? I think Ali put it back in play, and
yeah.
Did you see it like, I've got this one?
Yeah, I saw that it was up in the air, and I had a clear shot at it, so I just wanted to put it on frame, and luckily I did.